Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
To our show.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, one of your hosts of Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
So join us at 12:30 Monday through Friday here on KKXX for Chico Now. My life is so
hard. And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. I have on the show today Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. We want to follow up a little bit. We're going to follow up, I think, primarily the entire show over the interview we had yesterday with George Gold of the Butte County Atheist Group, the Coalition of Reason. He's the president of that group, and they gave an invocation at the city council meeting on Tuesday of this week. And we challenged him a little bit on yesterday's show about some of the things that he had said. And Pastor Jordan listened to the show yesterday, and I think there's some things that he wanted to add as well. And so we're talking about that today, about George Gold, the Butte County president of the Butte County Coalition of Reason. And good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Some people have told me about the interview we had yesterday with George about the invocation that he had. And felt that maybe sometimes I could be a little too tough on him, a little too aggressive. Because George, I will say this about George. He's a very likable guy, very nice man. And I would consider him to be, a friend. I like him. I wouldn't say anything bad or disparaging about him personally. I don't agree with him, but he's a nice fellow. And I don't know whether you caught on to that as well.
I have not met him. I would welcome the opportunity to engage in some conversation with Mr. Gold. I did listen to the show. There's one point in particular that I do want to respond to, a statement that he had made in a television interview a few days ago when he specifically said, we don't need to pray to a fantasy in the sky. And as a believer, of course, I take exception to that. And I just wanted to respond to that because, first of all, I do believe we do need to pray to our Father in heaven. We need God's help. We need his intervention in our lives. And I think it was very disparaging, unloving, and unkind to make a statement like that if there is supposedly this tolerance and acceptance and diversity. If he wants to utilize reason and logic and things of that nature, I would actually agree with that.
Right.
And I'd like to respond to that as well, perhaps in the second segment, because I want to talk about the place of reason, logic, and senses in our Christian lives, because we do not deny that at all. But I do want to back up to the aspect of divine intervention and praying to God and say that we do need to do that because God does exist. Whether we believe in him or not doesn't change his existence.
Well, this all came from the invocation that he gave on Tuesday. And we would just so people who may just be tuning in now, this was the first time that the Butte County Coalition of Reason, a group of atheists, agnostics, non-believers, were allowed to give an invocation. You and I, Pastor, are on the same page. We think the invocation is actually a good thing. It's healthy, and I don't think either one of us have and correct me if I'm wrong, have an issue with the atheist group going there to speak and say what they have to say and whatever because I think it's good to have, that's what the Supreme Court said. Anybody could come up there, and if you could go there and give an invocation, you could mention the name of Jesus just as long as other people are allowed to give their their viewpoints. So are we on the same page on that?
America is a free country, and I do believe he's wrong. The Constitution does not say a separation of church and state. The onus is on the government not to restrict religious expression or to make any laws regulating it. So I do believe in the freedom of religion, that every group, whatever they believe in, should have the opportunity, so long as it's within the limits of law, decency, and reason, to come before the city council, which includes Christians, too. And I don't think they should be disparaged for going and praying to what he calls this fantasy in the sky. They are praying to our Father in heaven. So yeah. I agree with the ruling, and I think it's a good ruling.
And here's what he said that I think maybe rubbed us the wrong way a little bit. In the face of adversity, we need not look above for answers. We need not look above for answers, but instead we should recognize the proven potential within ourselves and in each other to overcome the many challenges that we face in the coming year. See, that, you know, we can do both. As Christians, as people of faith, Jews, Muslims, any person of faith who believes in a God, you can do both.
Yes,
you can look
absolutely above
and you can use reason.
I do that every day as a Christian. You
right.
do it every day.
Right.
We use our reason and logic. When my neighbor is in need, he gets struck by a car, I use my reason, my logic. Mm-hmm. I go and assist him in his time of need. But I also ask for God's help and intervention. We're mm-hmm. doing both constantly. Mm-hmm. So when we get into this area of reason, logic, science, empirical evidence, and things of this nature, I do want to touch on the great contributions that Christians have made to our world in that area, mm-hmm. in the area of medicine, of science, of music.
And some of our great philosophers have been people of faith.
I'm actually reading a book right now, How Christianity Changed the World, and it talks about the wonderful contributions that Christians have made to the world. You look at some of the great scientists, George Washington Carver, Copernicus, Isaac Newton, and you can go down the list. The man who invented the MRI machine is a Christian, a creationist. My cousin is a physician in the state of Wisconsin. I just corresponded with him this morning and hit him up on this subject a little bit and told mm-hmm. him I was going on the radio. He says, you know, as a physician, I use science and I use reason and logic all the time. That's how we operate. That's the mm-hmm. world we operate in. And he said, that's a wonderful gift of God to be able to be used.
I see. I don't understand it. And this is what I tried to and maybe there wasn't enough time, trying to get George, maybe we could have him come on again, to explain why it is that you can't, that somehow Christians are not, it's not logical. And I think that's where he's going to go. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, it's not logical to believe in a supreme being. There's no logic to that because there's no evidence. There's no proof of it. And until you give me that evidence and proof, to me, you're illogical and I'm more logical than you. That's going to be the argument.
I would go at threefold argument for the existence of God then with an atheist. By the way, I always ask them one question. Well, why do you believe in something rather than nothing? Mm-hmm. Why isn't there just nothing in this world? And that's a good place to start. But number one, with what we call revelation, when you look around you and see something mm-hmm. in this world, and there are things that we see, people, trees, and so on. So when we come back, I'd like to finish up on this too, because even the atheist has things that he cannot explain that are beyond his reason and logic.
Yeah, we're talking with Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, and we're talking about the invocation that the group of atheists in Butte County gave to the Chico City Council meeting last Tuesday. We'll continue our chat with Pastor Jordan after this break.
When you retire, will you stop working or stop calling it work? Continuing in your career or starting another may offer new opportunities like becoming your own boss or getting more involved in your community. Gratifying work, gratifying retirement, whatever you call it, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans can help you call it your own. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluis. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to our show.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, one of your hosts of Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
So join us at 12:30, Monday through Friday here on KKXX for Chico Now.
My life is so hard.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
You can hear Pastor Donald Jordan's sermons on Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock here on KKXX. If you want to see him live, go to his service. It's at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 750 Moss Avenue. And if you want to give his office a call to talk to Pastor Jordan about maybe something here on the show, or you have some other things that you'd like to chat and are interested in becoming a member of his church, give him a call at 342-6085, 342-6085, Pastor Donald Jordan at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. And Pastor Jordan and I were talking about reason and logic, trying to trying to decipher a little bit of what, or maybe just wrap up a little bit what George Gold, the president of the Butte County Coalition of Reason, had to say when he gave his invocation in front of the Chico City Council back on Tuesday. And there's some thoughts you wanted to finish up talking about that Mr. Gold and other atheists would say, he calls it a fantasy in the sky, and that he relies on logic, whereas Christians and other people of faith don't use logic.
Well, I would say that God as a person is a God of reason, God of logic. God communicates in words which are logical, communicatable, understandable, reasonable, and things of this nature. Even the Bible itself is written with logic and reason. Mm-hmm. It has the rules of grammar and syntax and things of this nature. Mm-hmm. When you look at the ordered creation, God used math when he created the world.
Well, what he's going to say, and he'll say that's essentially irrelevant because there is no God. So since there is no God, your belief system or our belief system is, it means nothing.
Everybody starts with presuppositions,
right,
when they come to the argument, no right. doubt. Mm-hmm. And no one was there in the beginning, of mm-hmm. course. We have a biblical record. We have creation that reveals an order, intelligent design, things of this nature. Mm-hmm. So when we think and ponder those things, if we do believe there is an author of creation, an author of this world, whatever you want to call him, a higher being, a spiritual being, there is a definite order in the universe. Mm-hmm. I would also argue from the point of conscience, the sense of right and wrong, mm-hmm. that where did that come from? We're not like animals, are we? We have right. a sense of morality and things of this nature, which has been touched upon.
Well, one of the things, too, I always think, I take the argument logic, and I think, I agree with you. Logic is important, but I think it's more logical to believe, because when you look around, it's just what I call the eye test. You take a look and you say, how could all of this just develop by pure randomness? Mm-hmm. That, to me, is not logical. Mm-hmm. To me, it's more logical to say there had to be somebody who was designing this and planning this. To me, it's illogical to say that, I mean, you take a look at your fingers and how they move and your hands and your heart and your eyes, and you can see in depth perception and all of the beauty that's around us and everything that exists on this universe. And I think, that couldn't have happened randomly. That doesn't even seem logical to me.
It's a beautiful world. It's broken and fallen yeah. because of sin, but God sure created a lot of beauty and put this right. into our world. One thing in the Catechism, Martin Luther talks about God giving us these gifts of my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. So Luther actually refers to reason and senses as a gift of God, which mm-hmm. Christians do use. Mm-hmm. We're not this kind of pie-in-the-sky kind of people who just pray all day long. Mm-hmm. We use our reason, we use our logic, and I pray that the city council would use that as they serve the citizens, but we also have to understand that we are limited. So for example, I don't care who you are, when you look up into the sky and realize that's eternity, that you go off into the sky, into the universe, there's no end to that. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that, Jerry? Mm-hmm. I have no conception of eternity and infinity. Mm-hmm. That if I were launched out into space, I would keep going into eternity. Now, how do you explain that reasonably and logically?
Right.
We're confined to a room here with walls and ceilings. Mm-hmm. That's an example of where reason and logic has its limits. And God operates with reason and logic in our ordered world. But God, because he's God, can also operate, and he does operate, outside of time and space, and is not limited to laws of physics and reason and things of this nature. And I think when you get to Christ, the virgin birth, the miracles that he performed, and so on, yeah, from a reasonable, logical point of view, they make no sense at all.
Right.
But you have to remember who's doing this.
So when you're confronting an atheist, or not confronting might be too strong of a word, but when you're discussing things with an atheist, there is no place you can really go to change his mind. You have to change his heart.
Our purpose
is
not to change his mind, but I do believe as Christians we can defend the Christian faith
right.
as reasonable. Mm-hmm. Pontius Pilate, Herod, rooted in history, all these events. Right now we're in the season of Epiphany when these magi came from the East, these astrologers, these mm-hmm. men who studied the planets and came to worship the Christ child. These people were not dunderheads. They didn't believe in mythical type of things. Mm-hmm. They were rooted in logic and reason, and we can document the Christian faith in history as reasonable. We have eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus, many eyewitnesses, mm-hmm. one of whom was a physician by the name of Dr. Luke, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to say here is that there is the aspect of revelation that if God, who is hidden from our sight and our reason and our senses in that sense, and he has revealed himself in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, for us in our salvation. Because here's one problem no man can solve, death. Mm-hmm. How do we overcome death? That's our biggest problem in life, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
We can deal with everything else and fix a lot of other things, but we can't fix death. Mm-hmm. So would it not be reasonable or logical then, if I can argue with those mm-hmm. terms, that if our biggest problem is death, we need the biggest solution, which God has provided in Christ, mm-hmm. in his life, death, and resurrection, for God to give us life and to show us love. And I think where we end up is with the gospel of Jesus in all of these discussions.
We're going to take a break right now, wrap things up with Donald Jordan, the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Service times, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And if you want to give the office a call to learn more about the ministry of the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran, give them a call at 342-6085. We'll be right back.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Pastor Glenn from Butte Bible Fellowship. In the garden, Jesus said, "Shall I pray, Father, don't let this hour come upon me?" This is in Gethsemane. But in Hosea 2:15, it says, God said, "I will turn the valley of suffering into a doorway of hope." Strength comes out of our trials often. Remember, it was from the cross that Jesus said, "It's finished." There's a purpose in these trials. The burdens laid upon us were so great, Paul said, we gave up all hope. This happened so that we would rely not on ourselves, but only on God. Are you relying on God in your time of trouble? Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, he must forget his self and take up his cross and follow me. Peter reminds us, it may be now necessary for you to be sad for a little while because of the many kinds of trials you suffer, but there is a purpose, and it's to prove your faith. God bless you as you go through your time of strengthening.
Your teaching and talk for real life.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
We're talking about how to talk with an atheist about your belief that Scripture is true. And one of the things that came to mind was when the Gospels were written, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, best estimate, it had to be sometime after 70 AD. Now, Jesus died 33 AD. Let's figure that if correct me if I have my history wrong here, Pastor. Pastor Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, 70 AD is when the temple was destroyed.
That's correct.
Jesus had prophesied that.
Yes.
Surely, if these gospel accounts were written after 70 AD, they would have mentioned that somewhere because it would have been one of Jesus's prophets. So these Gospels had to have been written shortly after Jesus died, within maybe 25 or 30 years after he died. So that's a pretty good evidence in my opinion, because that's firsthand accounts of the miracles that we saw where Jesus rose from the dead and all of the miracles that are discussed in the Gospel. To me, we rely sometimes on some of the great writings of great philosophers that go back thousands of years, and we believe it. We believe accounts of things that have happened 100, 200, 300 years ago that an atheist would say, yes, I believe that's what that mm-hmm. was said. But here we have accounts from many people just within two or three decades after the events transpired.
Absolutely. We have far less manuscript evidence for the writings of Shakespeare, and yet we don't deny that he existed or that he mm-hmm. wrote these things. With the Bible, we have hundreds and hundreds of manuscripts and evidence, independent witnesses from all realms of life and mm-hmm. all walks. So we have a good basis for believing what we believe. Mm-hmm. And so purely from a human point of view, from an evidential point of view, we have credible eyewitnesses, men who were not slouches. They were mm-hmm. not intoxicated. They were not hallucinating. They weren't fantasizing. We have historical records. We have argumentation from archaeological digs and things of this nature. So Christianity is firmly set in history and firmly set in reason and logic based on experiences in this world.
And I think there's a feeling, and maybe I'm wrong, that maybe the people, the disciples, my guess is the disciples were probably pretty young men. They must have been in their early to mid-20s.
They were younger men. We have some who aged like John, who died probably in his 80s or 90s,
right.
who lived a long life.
But when they wrote those accounts, they were certainly not senile or anything. They were still must have been in their 50s or 60s. No different than you or me probably writing about events that happened 25 or 30 years ago.
And one of the arguments I get all the time is people say, Pastor, the Bible was written by men.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by men, but who gave them this? The Holy Spirit. God gave them the words. He gave them the thoughts, and what they wrote came from God himself. And again, it's not an either-or thing.
And a lot of the accounts of what happened in the Bible came from women, from Mary Magdalene,
yes.
Mary, other women. There are plenty of references of women in the Gospel.
All over the place.
All over the place.
Yes.
So the idea that it's maybe they were written by men, but that
right.
doesn't necessarily mean that women didn't have an impact on those writings.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of the things about defending the faith is, number one, it never converts anybody. The Holy mm-hmm. Spirit has to do that
right.
through the Gospel. And I'm not here to twist anybody's arms
mm-hmm.
or cajole them. The Holy Spirit has to do that. But what we're doing is what I call intellectual slum clearing.
Mm-hmm.
We're clearing out the slums here, taking away these arguments, these roadblocks, these
mm-hmm.
impediments, to say, let's just take a reasonable look at this and look at the preponderance of evidence and ask, is this reasonable and logical? And then look at the man, Jesus Christ, who we believe is the God-man. And again, this is very important for us as Christians and as a Christian station, too, to realize that we are confessing Jesus here.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the God-man who lived on this earth, who had feelings, emotions, who dealt with the broken world, but suffered and died for our sins that we might have salvation. This coming Sunday, we're going to celebrate the baptism of our Lord during the season of Epiphany and how Jesus was baptized for us in the Jordan River, and John the Baptist was there, who was beheaded by Herod.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, you have history, real life, and John proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior of the world, who came to take away our sins and to give us eternal life. And this is what we want for the whole world as Christians. Yes, I can argue with the atheist, but I also pray for him, and we
mm-hmm.
did in our Bible class yesterday. We have no hatred. We have no animosity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to live together in harmony here in America and work for the good of our city and our community, and I support that fully. I
mm-hmm.
will work with my pagan neighbor, my unbelieving neighbor, my Buddhist neighbor, whoever he is,
mm-hmm.
as a citizen in this world, and I make no distinction there.
Mm-hmm.
But yet firmly believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, as a Christian, I desire to share that wonderful news of salvation and God's love with all people, and therefore I pray for all.
Do you, Pastor, go to the invocations yourself? Have you ever? Do you give them every once in a
while?
I
have declined to participate.
Uh-huh.
I've been invited because mm-hmm. there have been restrictions put on pastors
mm-hmm.
based on a court ruling out of the city of Burbank in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the directive from the former city attorney and the city clerk in the city of Chico, if I were to give an invocation, I could not use, quote, sectarian language,
okay.
which means using the dreaded J word,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
So I have declined. because I will not be muzzled and I will not be restricted. With the ruling having changed now, I would be open to it. And I have been asked to provide invocations at other civic functions here in the city of Chico with the caveat that I be not restricted. But I think it's very important when I do that to do it in humility, just simply have a prayer to God and not make a big show about it.
Yeah, I that's one of the things I you know, to, we want to kind of come full circle here. I getting to George Gold, I sometimes I reread some of the things he says, and I wish he had maybe taken out a couple of the lines. There were some shots that maybe he didn't need to take, and I wish he hadn't done that. And I hope that when he does come back on the show, maybe there could be a real, maybe sometimes a spirited discussion, but maybe a better understanding. There's a misperception by the atheists about what people of faith are and who they are. There is a real belief that you cannot have logic and also be a person of faith. And they really believe that. It doesn't matter if you tell them you've just got it wrong. They insist that's the way it is because I don't know why.
I tell people all the time, we don't park our brains at the curb when we go to church, do we? We don't park our reason. We don't park our logic. We use that. But sometimes things defy reason and logic, and they are beyond us. The Lord's Supper, the body and blood of Jesus, the Holy Trinity, the virgin birth, the miracles, and the resurrection itself that we need in this world of death and sin. That resurrection defies my logic and reason because I've never seen a dead person come back to life. Does that mean it's impossible? No. It just means I've never witnessed it. I've never seen it. But a lot of things are hidden from dumb Jordan. He doesn't know everything in this world, but God sure does, and I'm glad he's revealed that to us in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. And to me, that's the only way to really live in this world.
And one of the things we learned is people change. We don't know whether George or members of his community are not going to maybe find the way. We can pray for that and hope that can happen. It's never too late until your last day.
Let's pray for one another and keep spreading the gospel of Jesus with great joy, Jerry. A blessed New Year to you and a blessed Epiphany.
Thank you so much. Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Service time, 10 o'clock over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church on Sunday morning. And they're located on Moss Avenue, 750 Moss. If you want to give the office a call, 342-6085. Hey, good show, good week. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Both beds, $299.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down to us, open 7 days a week.
Now, were dinosaurs on Noah's Ark? This is Ken Ham, author and speaker on science and the Bible's authority. You know, many movies, magazines, and books declare that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. So it's hard for people, including some Christians, to imagine dinosaurs on Noah's Ark. But the book of Genesis gives us some answers. God said that he made all of the land animals on day six of creation, and that includes all the dinosaurs. God's word says he made the first man, Adam, on the same day as the land animals. In reading the Old Testament and adding up the ages of people, Adam lived only about 6,000 years ago, so dinosaurs couldn't have lived millions of years ago. Besides, the Bible makes it clear there was no death before sin. Dinosaurs couldn't have died out millions of years before man. They were on Noah's Ark.
Want to know more about dinosaurs and the full-size ark we're building? Visit our faith-building website, answersingenesis.org. Just go to answersingenesis.org.